Doug Ford is settling into his new job. He's the premier designate. He'll be sworn in on the 29th of June. Ontarians, it would seem, are largely happy with the PC majority government and Doug Ford as their premier. The folks who kind of did what I guess we could call an exit interview post-election are Navigator Communications. Jamie Watt is the grand poobah of Navigator Communications. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, John.
Whenever I don't know somebody's official title, I say grand poobah. Okay, so...
I'll be sure to order new business cards.
Okay. In short strokes, why did Ontarians vote the way they did?
Well, you know, John, a lot of people were reporting that this was a change agenda and a change election. And it was, but it wasn't change in the way people anticipated. You know, people anticipated it was going to be a change away from the Liberals to someone else. But what actually happened was the electorate themselves changed. Their viewpoints changed. Their desires changed. Their priorities changed. And they changed in a way which actually has them much more focused on the micro and not at all interested in the macro. I'll give you a great example.
Sure.
They no longer care about the greening of the power grid or large infrastructure projects. They care about getting their darn household hydro bill down. So everything is seen through the prism of the family purse now.
And you say it's me-focused, but I guess that's not surprising. People want to pay less taxes, they want to pay less for gas, they want to pay less for electricity, and that's what Doug Ford promised.
Well, yes, but we have had times, though, John, when we've agreed as a society to tackle some of the great projects of our generation. You know, great infrastructure projects have been built. People have had delayed gratification, understanding that if they, you know, save today for something tomorrow. But what's happened is, over the last number of years, they've just felt that the government has strayed too far away from the issues that exactly matter to them, too focused on building much larger projects that they can't really relate to, they don't see a benefit from in their everyday life. So 10 cents off a liter of gas, that sounds like a pretty terrific idea to me. That's what most of them are saying.
It's also finding, as you mentioned off the top, a lot of people attributed the result of the election to, we got to get rid of Kathleen Wynne, we'll take whatever we get. But people actually like Doug Ford.
Yes, they like Doug Ford because they think he's on their side. You know, in consumer advertising, the two most important words are new and improved. And in politics, the most important words are on your side. And that's why a millionaire businessman like Doug Ford could achieve support across so many different partisan lines and from so many different groups of Ontarians. One person said, you know, I could see inviting him for a beer. And then that same person added, and I think he'd come. So it was the fact that he was on their side with policies that spoke directly to the things that were really annoying them. You know, it's been a long time since these people have had a raise, and yet things that they have no control over, gas, hydro prices, and others, keep going up. And eventually people said, enough.
Jamie, great to have your insight. Appreciate it. Hope to talk soon.
Anytime.
Take care. Jamie Watt from Navigator Communications.